See if Dostal can give the Ducks a big lead here. Fiala moving in, one-on-one against him. Moving in, he fakes, he shoots, and that one might have caught a piece of the post, but he missed. And that means if the Ducks score on this next shot, they will win the game here at Crypto.com Arena.
And it's number 91, Leo Carlson, with the game on his stick. Let's see what he's got.
Come on, Leo, put this thing away. Here he comes. One-on-one. To the left of the goaltender, moving in, shoots, scores! And the Ducks win the game in a shootout. It's a final of 2-1, and how about this one to enjoy and think about in the coming couple of weeks?
Unbelievable move by Leo Carlson. He comes on the near side, and that's a pump fake out to his forehand. And he slides it home, beating netminder David Rittich, who had a phenomenal game. Lukasz Dostal had a tremendous game. But Leo Carlson gets it done in the shootout. My, oh, my.
What a way to put an ending to a night of hockey here in Los Angeles. The Ducks defeat their rival 2-1. And I know you want to get to Alexis and Ed. What's your overall feeling from start to finish on this one? To me, it's got to go down as one of the more entertaining and exciting games I've ever witnessed as a broadcaster here.
Steve, look, I don't mind if I have a borderline heart attack up here in the booth as long as the good guys win, right? And that's exactly what happened. It was a nail-biter here at Crypto.com Arena. We knew for this latest edition of the Freeway Faceoff, it was going to bring tremendous highs in Leo Carlson. How about Trevor Zegras? Both guys just getting it done when it counted most, and it's such a brilliant feeling right now, Steve.
Well, we look forward to the post-game show. I'm sure a lot of folks will be interested in talking about this one. Didn't take overtime, and we thought maybe it didn't take the shootout. You know, it's just mind-boggling here. You just lose all your thoughts and excitement about this particular game. And of course, first of all, was the actual overtime session. Ducks survived that, and then the shootout, they come out on top, and just exciting. And we won't forget about this game for a long, long time.
Now, this is a memorable win here for the Anaheim Ducks, and you take this win into this Four Nations Cup break. It's exactly what this team needed. And I really look forward to seeing this Ducks team coming back even stronger after this break. How about this? Unbelievable. 6 wins out of the last 7 games. Steve, you had hoped to maybe not give this divisional rival a point, right? Especially when it gets close to deciding what this playoff picture is going to be like. But at the end of the day, a win's a win no matter how it happens. And the good guys come on top on this one.
All righty. Well, good luck here with the rest of the post-game show. I'm going to hit the bus on the way back home to the friendly confines of the Great Park Ice and look forward to the 2-day break. Good job tonight, everybody involved with this broadcast. It was terrific. One to remember for a long, long time, and we will certainly do that again. The final, the Ducks 2, Los Angeles 1, took extra time, but Anaheim comes away with the 2 points, much needed as well here at this point of the season. For everybody involved with the broadcast, I'm heading out, but stay tuned as Emerson Edom, Alexis Downey bring you a lot of post-game coverage up next right here from this building. And it's all ahead on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Your SoCal Honda dealers are here to lend helpful hands. Our helpful hands are here for support all around the community and at our dealerships. Save thousands on Honda hybrids with 2.9% financing. Award-winning Honda hybrids, Accord, Civics, and CRVs. With hybrids, the battery charges as you drive, like the 2025 Honda Accord Hybrid Sport or Touring model. Now with low 2.9% APR financing. To experience helpful hands, search your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details, financing on credit, approval, offer ends 3/3/25.
This spring, the world's best figure skaters rock the ice. Rock Stars on Ice 2025 Tour with world champions Ilya Malinin, Madison Schock and Evan Bates, Amber Glenn, Isabel Lovito, Jason Brown, the legendary Elvis Stoiko, and more. Rock Stars on Ice, directed by Kurt Browning. Coming to Honda Center May 17th. Get tickets at starsonice.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop-at-nothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Your Anaheim Ducks get the win in the shootout over the Los Angeles Kings as a part of the third freeway faceoff of the season. Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. I'm your host, Alexis Downey. Emerson Edom is in Los Angeles for this one, and he's going to join us now to talk all about it. Emerson, I have to start first. I heard that there was a Let's Go Ducks chant in the arena at the buzzer. Emerson, are you still chanting? It sounds like we might not have Emerson to talk about that Let's Go Ducks chant. But yes, that was in the arena up in Los Angeles. Truly an exciting win for your Anaheim Ducks tonight. And a lot of different moving pieces as a part of this game. It took a shootout, a great performance in the net from Lukasz Dostal. But let's get into the highlights from this one. Starting in the first period, there was not too much going on in that. A little bit of back and forth. The Ducks coming away, out shooting the Kings in that one, 9-8. We moved into the second, and it was all about the big saves. I mentioned it, Lukasz Dostal, how strong he was in net all night. Well, late in that period, which is 1:19 to go, Adrian Kempe came in with a shot. Andre Kopitar coming to the net, but Dostal came up with the big save.
Puck out, right point for Drew Doughty. Veteran defenseman feeds it. Kempe shoots it, and Dostal made the save with a traffic in front of the net. Kopitar was moving to disguise him from seeing the puck, but he still made the stop. Boy, he's been good today.
He was so good in this game here tonight. We're going to keep talking about his performance in the net. But that was a huge save in the second period there because it was still a scoreless game. And LA certainly had plenty of chances in the second period, 15 shots on goal for them. But Kempe was all over the ice tonight, and that's not a surprise when you're playing the Los Angeles Kings. So 0-0 after two periods of play, not too often you see a 0-0 game, and I don't think we've seen too many of those heading into the third to this point in the season. So we go into the third. Another big save from Lukas Dostal, this time on Kevin Fiala in the slot. It was right after the Kings' power play early in the period this time.
Penalty time right now has expired. Kings still on the attack. A drive saved by Dostal, kicking out his right pad. Wow, that one kept Anaheim in the game at nothing-nothing.
It was a big-time blast right down Main Street from Fiala there. A big right pad save by Lukas Dostal. He continues to remain stellar.
Stellar he was in this game, but another big save for Dostal. And that one coming at a point in the third period where LA started their push. I talked about it in the second period, 15 shots on goal. They would end the third period with 16 of them. So a lot of pressure by the Kings in the later half of this game as well. And despite the pressure, the Ducks were able to get on the board first in this one. And it was Brian Dumoulin's first goal of the year. Top corner on a delayed penalty, 7:04 into the third.
And now the Kings are going to get a penalty. And that was a delayed reaction call by the referee. Ducks pull their goaltender and score! Attaboy! The Anaheim Ducks have gone ahead 1-0 after a delayed penalty was about to be made to the Los Angeles Kings. And the Anaheim Ducks score the first goal of the hockey game. Trouba had a part of it. Dumoulin had a part of it. Dumoulin's the guy that shot it. He'll get credit for the goal, and it's 1-0 for Anaheim.
Now, talking about who had a part of that goal, Jacob Trouba with a nice pass over to Dumoulin. Dumoulin reading the netminder in this game, finding that top corner far side, putting it in perfect placement of that puck through a little bit of traffic. As I mentioned, a delayed penalty, as well as Leo Carlson had just been tripped up along the boards by a Kings player. So the Ducks were going to get that man advantage, but we know they've struggled on the power play. So obviously, it ended up working out in their favor. Dumo's first goal of the season coming at a huge moment in this game. So 1-0 at that point in the third period. However, unfortunately for the Ducks, the Kings were able to tie this game up. It was Adrian Kempe. I talked about him in that second period, that nice shot he had with Andre Kopitar streaking in at the net front. A lot of pucks through for Kempe, but this time, nice back and forth for him into the Ducks zone. Backhanded goal, just going straight to Dostal, and the puck just trickled right over Dostal's pads and in.
Here comes Zegras taking his time. Very slow move towards the front of the net. He'll shoot, score! Zegras puts it up high over the right shoulder of Rudyk. The Ducks have a 1-0 lead.
Trevor Zegras goes slow-mo here on the near side. Then he has a quick burst of speed after he's shot out of a cannon. He comes back here and off to go high right over the right shoulder of Rudyk. What a goal.
So that was in the shootout there. Trevor Zegras, he gets his chance to play in the shootout. He was the Ducks' first shooter, gets the goal, a huge goal at that point in the game. It's Leo Carlson. It's his chance to close out this one, and he gets it done.
Leo Carlson with the game on his stick. Let's see what he's got.
Come on, Leo. Put this thing away. Here he comes. One-on-one to the left of the goaltender. Moving in. Shoots. Scores! And the Ducks win the game in a shootout. It's a final of 2-1. And how about this one to enjoy and think about in the coming couple of weeks?
Unbelievable move by Leo Carlson. He comes on the near side, and that's a pump fake out to his forehand, and he slides it home, beating netminder David Rudyk, who had a phenomenal game. Lukas Dostal had a tremendous game, but Leo Carlson gets it done in the shootout. My, oh, my.
And how fitting it's Leo Carlson getting that goal, sending himself off to the Four Nations face-off just around the corner. The Ducks, 6 wins in their last 7 games. Not only that, but they are undefeated in the month of February now. Wins over Montreal, Dallas, and now LA here tonight. Unfortunately, Emerson is not able to be with us on the post-game show. Some things going on in the booth in LA, so it's just me for the rest of the show, but we have a lot planned for you, talking all about this game, the overtime period, the shootout. There was a lot to break down from this game overall in the Ducks play. Great 5-on-5. They did take some penalties. As I mentioned, we're going to keep talking all about it, but we're going to send it to the commercial break first. And I know that our text line is hot right now. A lot of your thoughts rolling in on that, so we're going to get to them as well. Don't go far.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Four Nations face off for the world to see. International best-on-best hockey is back as NHL stars compete for their country to see which hockey nation will reign.
Star power in abundance.
Canada, Finland, Sweden, USA. Teammates turned rivals and rivals turned teammates. For country, for glory, Four Nations.
We are set for puck drop.
The Four Nations face-off begins Wednesday on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/Kids Club for more information.
Welcome back to the post-game show. Your Ducks winning in L.A. tonight, 2-1 in the shootout over the Los Angeles Kings. And as I keep saying, a huge part of this game was Lukáš Dostál in the net. 43 saves on 44 total shots against. Unbelievable. We know just how good he can be in the shootout. He kept it through all the way to the end. And now he's down in the locker room speaking with the media.
That was a really gritty game all the way to the end. Did the guys in front of you do that kind of help you be able to make so many saves?
They did a hell of a job, you know. Obviously, LA plays a really good team, you know, and but I think we did a great job today. You know, the guys were blocking our shots, we were putting the pucks deep, and I think both teams played the right way. So, you know, it could go with it either way, and in an hour or so, break in before the break, and
yeah. Felt just like a real hard-working effort from everybody, you know, to kind of put that in right before the break, to have this kind of game right before the break. How much does that mean to this group to get that done?
Obviously, it's huge. You know, we've been on the road. You know, the guys were lately playing really well, so. I mean, after the break, it's going to be a really exciting time, you know, to come back and, you know, really, really dialed in, because we got to collect the points to make the playoffs. So, you know, the guys, you know, been playing lately really well, as I said, and it's going to be a really exciting time coming back.
Hey, you guys are 500 for the first time since October. You know, to get that mark right before the break, how much did that mean to the group in terms of morale and kind of keeping things going forward?
As I said, it's huge. We've been playing really well lately, so you know, now we're gonna take a break, and you know, it's gonna be a good time for us to, you know, take a little bit of break. But I'm sure that everybody's gonna do something to get ready for coming back.
What does it mean to you see Dumo, your offensive partner, get his first goal of the season?
I was really excited. You know, you saw that everybody was really happy for him. You know, after the game, and. You know, he's been great for us the whole season, so I'm happy for him.
Radko's a big part of this defense core, and he's out tonight, but what did you make of the defensive performance from the group?
I mean, as I said, they played really well. You know, everybody stepped up in their game, because as I said, LA is a really good team. You know, they play whole 60 minutes, they play the right way, you know, putting the pucks deep, and you know, they don't have many turnovers. It's hard to create chances against them in the slot, so. I mean, the guys boxed out, you know, helped me pretty much right there, so, you know, props to them.
Happy to have your goalpost in the shootout?
Sir?
Happy to have your goalpost in the shootout?
Yeah, obviously, gotta be lucky sometimes too. Yeah.
Thanks, Austin.
Lukasz Jostal there speaking with the media after his unbelievable performance in the net tonight. A lot to break down from that, too, talking about Brian Dumoulin's first goal of the year, how excited his teammates were for him. And that's something that we have noticed a little bit more of, something Emerson and I have talked about on the postgame show recently, was just the guys talking about how the locker room's close, and we're starting to see that. Even I mentioned in the pregame show here today, a lot of smiles at practice yesterday. You're seeing that good energy. Of course, that happens when you're winning, but also it's definitely been a shift in terms of, you see how close the locker room really has become through this winning stretch and just through this season. And now that the team is at 500 going into the break, they're much ahead of where they were last year at this point in the year. They are certainly keeping their eyes probably on the playoffs too at this point, 54 points. So they're about nine points out right now of a playoff spot heading into the break. But with the way they're playing, everything that you see in the fight, the determination of this group, I mean, it's there, and it's really exciting. Talking a little bit more about how the Kings don't give up, you know, chances in the slot. Yeah, the Ducks are not able to generate a lot of grade A chances. And on the flip side of that, the Ducks made sure to hold the Kings to not too many grade A scoring chances until a bit later in the game. We saw some of those. And of course, the goal coming from Kempe was an opportunity, or a chance where, you know, a little bit of a defensive breakdown, back and forth passing down there, and straight to the net Kempe went. But overall, I really liked the Ducks' defensive play, especially 5-on-5 in this game here tonight. So huge props to Dostal. Talking about, you know, getting this momentum into the break, it's good for them. And now they have a chance to rest, make sure they're all healthy, as we did not have Radko Gudas in this game here tonight. He was out with that illness. That late hit in overtime that led to a Ducks power play on Frank Vetrano, that late hit from Doughty on his, or not late hit, but later in the overtime, Doughty's hit on Vetrano. You know, I was a little worried when I saw that. So good that Vetrano was all good. I'm sure he might be feeling that one a little bit tomorrow, but the adrenaline at that point of the game, that one keeps you going. To close it out. So let's get over to the text line now. We have a lot of messages here talking about this game here tonight. Vic in San Diego, hug your goalie. Yes, I think there's going to be a lot of hugs for Dostal here tonight. As I said, 43 of 41 in the net, 5 for 5 in overtime, and then perfect in the shootout. Didn't let either of those in. And you heard at the end of that chat there, the goalpost is his friend. Their goalpost is always a goalie's friend. And we saw that on the Kempe shot, just ringing right off the post. It almost looked like it went in, but that post was there for Dostal. You know, you get rewarded when you're nice to the goalpost. Another text here. Every single player in white and orange owes Dostal a steak dinner. I'm sure they'll be giving him all the props after this one. And I mean, I was thinking about this too. Gibson's 500th game. The Ducks get a huge 2-1 win over Dallas. They have this long break, kind of unusual. And then they play again in this game here tonight. You always worry a little bit, especially when you have an event mixed in there, like the big Ducks and Tucks that they had on Thursday. You know, is it too much time away from the ice? Because they had Wednesday, they did not have practice, but then they practiced Thursday and Friday. Nope, that was not the case here tonight. They looked like a very energized team on a mission tonight. They wanted to close out the break, going into the break strong. And that's exactly what they did. As I mentioned, 6 wins in their last 7 games. Perfect through the month of February so far. We're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to get to more of the text messages on the text line. Talk a little bit more about this game and what's ahead for Leo Carlson in the upcoming 2 weeks.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from?
And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T. Then, from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder Road.
The music. The stories, the Garth Channel. Search the Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play the Garth Channel.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. Live news from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and more.
Israel's soldiers have fought back. With
live sports play-by-play from the NFL, NHL, college football, and basketball.
It's over. Time to say it again.
Non-stop exclusive music stations for every mood and activity, like today's hits, country roads, and more. And radio stations from around the world, from anywhere you are in the world. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
Can you keep saying you got something for me?
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn. From top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk, it's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 KISS FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Not Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.
We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Snoop Dogg!
Or 98.1 The Breeze. And every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
We're back with the post-game show talking about this Ducks victory tonight in LA and just a little bit more about this game. going back to the first period, the Ducks did have some quality shots on goal in that period. I felt like it kind of diminished at points throughout the second and third period because they had to play a little bit more of a defensive game at that point with the amount of shots LA was getting in their zone time overall. But their back checking was great here tonight. Didn't allow LA too many chances off the rush, except, you know, you look at Kempe's goal, a little bit of breakdown there. But overall, the back checking was so solid. The goaltending, of course, was there. And the pace of this game, I mean, it felt back and forth, a little playoff-like for the Ducks and Kings here in this one. And overall, just you go into then some of the defensive part of this game here tonight. So, of course, with the pairings being a little different, no Radko Gudas, Drew Helison and Jackson Lacombe were paired together. I really liked the two of them together. I mean, they're good friends off the ice. You could see that chemistry on the ice together, communicating really well. And what Jackson Lacombe has become for this Ducks team has been so important. And, of course, he started the overtime period with Troy Terry and Isaac Lundestrom, and that's something where we always talk about it. What are the keys there? How do you choose who you're starting in overtime? Well, you need a face-off person. You need someone with speed, and you need a puck possessor. So a little bit of that between the three of them. Overtime, for the most part, was controlled by LA until that incredible two-on-one chance from Trevor Zegras and Cutter Gauthier. What a save from Riddick in the net. I mean, that save, sliding over, using his glove, coming out, the puck tips the top of his glove. Beautiful save. So I should also credit Riddick on the other end, not only Dostal being so strong in net, but on the flip side of that, Riddick had a really nice night in net, and props to him too, because he also played to a shootout last night for the Kings when they beat the Stars. So that's a lot of time in net for him. But all that matters in the end is that Lukáš Dostal was the better goalie in the end, especially, like I said, we know he's pretty good in the shootout, and that proved true here again tonight. So let's get back to the text line. Daniel from Corona, no Kings, no. Oh, I like that. Ducks are on fire, winning some big games going into the break. I love that Leo was the shot that won it for us tonight, and hoping that some hockey with his fellow countrymen can remind him just how good he is at this game. Let's go, Ducks. I really like that message, and that's something that, you know, it's been an up and down year for Leo Carlsson. There are such high expectations for him too, and they talk about, you know, the sophomore slump. Well, I think that this Four Nations faceoff is truly coming at the right time for him. The team is winning. He's heading into the break. He's going to keep playing hockey, and he's going to be surrounded by some of the best players in the world. So being a part of Sweden, he's got a lot to learn. I mean, he can just be a sponge and soak up as much knowledge as he can from everyone on that team and just from the tournament in general. So I think that this is going to do him really well, maybe even boost his confidence a little bit. You know, certainly if Sweden does well, that could help. And it'd be interesting to see, you know, really how much of a role he has with Sweden. I'm not sure what that's going to look like yet, but he is going to, of course, get some time. So looking forward to seeing him in the Four Nations, but got to give him some confidence going into that, getting that shootout winner. So exciting for him in this game. And he ended the night with a point as well, 50% in faceoff. So an improvement on that end, because to start the game, the Ducks were really struggling in the faceoff circle. They were at 30% or 23% after the first period, 30% in the second. They ended the night 40%. So an improvement on that end. Cutter Gauthier led the team in shots on goal with 6. But that one in overtime had to be my favorite, unfortunately. Like I said, just Riddick getting his glove out there. Such a big moment in overtime, and the best chance for the Ducks in that part of the game. But they had to play a lot of defense in overtime, but it all worked out for them in the end. Let's get to another message here. Tony, great win to send us into break. Number one, Brian Dumoulin scored goals like that all the time in Pittsburgh. At this stage in his career, he shouldn't hold back on throwing those long-range bombs. Some might go in, just like tonight. Yeah, I would like to see him maybe look at the net a little bit more. Number two, the penalty on Strome nearly cost us this hockey game. Hooking is inexcusable, especially for a veteran forward. Good point there. And there's been moments where Strome has taken some bad penalties this season. He has to take ownership for those moments. You know, like we said, good thing it didn't cost the team, you know, the game. In that case, LA finished the night with six shots on goal on the power play. And that one in particular, they were buzzing on that one. So the Ducks were struggling to get their clears. Glad, of course, it didn't go in that way. But yeah, hooking is a tough one, especially, like you said, veteran forward. You got to move your feet. You can't get lazy and hook. And that's kind of what happened there. Number three, I totally forgot about Nesterenko. Is he going to be up here in the second half? How is his game? Well, that is a good question. Of course, he got the overtime winner for the Gulls tonight, which, by the way, 5-4 over the Ontario Reign. A big night for the Anaheim Ducks organization. It was also a three-point night for Tristan Luno. I'm looking now at the box score from this one. And I know on the broadcast, Emerson had asked about Sasha Pastajov, who was the AHL Player of the Month. And he had seven shots on goal in that game, only ended with an assist. But good to see him shooting the puck. As for Nikita Nesterenko, that's a good question. I'll be curious to see if he ends up coming back up with the team. You know, didn't get a whole lot of time on the ice when he was up here in his short stint with the Ducks. But to this point in the season, he has 16 points in 35 games, 6 goals and 10 assists. So he's putting up some numbers in San Diego, and maybe the team will take notice. And, you know, it's kind of been one of those things where they've pulled them up as needed. And Jansen Harkins hasn't been in the lineup the last two games. It's been Ross Johnston on that end on the fourth line. So I feel like they're probably going to stick to what works. Maybe we will see Nikita by the end of it. But I think that if the Ducks keep winning and are in the playoff hunt, they're probably going to just stick with, you know, what's been working for them. But hey, we'll see. You never know. And especially after 2 weeks off, we'll have to see where the team's at. But Tony, you said, see you in Boston 2 weeks from tonight. Enjoy your time off. Thank you. Spoiler, I will also be in Boston with the team on that trip, actually. So I will be bringing you the postgame show with Emerson on the road, the Boston, Detroit, Buffalo road trip. I will be a part of. Really looking forward to that. And going to be so much fun. I was on the road last year for that short trip to Dallas and Minnesota. It was a blast with the two of them, Steve and Emerson. So we're going to have a great time. We're going to bring you all the coverage, and hopefully the Ducks are going to bring you a win as well, because starting with Boston is not – actually, you look at that road trip, Boston and Detroit, which, by the way, Detroit lost today. So their 7-game winning streak came to a close, but they lost to Tampa Bay, so a quality team. Overall, don't want to look too far ahead, because that's after the break. The Ducks need to go into this break now enjoying what they've been able to do lately and hopefully getting out on the ice a little bit too, because you don't want your legs to get too cold by it would be a week and a half from now. So another message here that we have: the Ducks were the kings of the castle tonight. I like that. The Dost wall was sensational and the Ducks penalty killing was outstanding. 15 for 18 in the last 7 games. That's a good one. 83%. You like to see that. Also kept the hot trio of Byfield, Fiala, and Lafreniere scoreless. So, hey, that's also good. Byfield buzzing all over the ice tonight. He was really trying to get to the net front, but Anaheim defensively held strong. Really enjoyed the new configuration of 5 forwards on the power play with Zegras as the quarterback. I'm glad you pointed that out. I'm going to go back to that point. Fun facts. We love them. The Ducks are only 3 wins away from matching their total last season, 27, with 28 games left. I think that's attainable. They are also 10-4-2 when Leo Carlson has at least 1 point. Well, sounds like Leo Carlson needs to keep getting some points, because it's working. Just like Cutter Gauthier needs to score in probably every game. You know, that's what we'd hope, because the team has such a good record when he's scoring. But talking about the power play, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something I noticed last game. You know, with the struggles that the power play has had, I like it too. I think it's a nice change up, and why not try these types of things when the team isn't producing on that end? So going back to the second period, that early power play chance they had, Terry, Zegras, McTavish, Strome, and Vetrano out on the ice. I like it too. And maybe it's going to work because we need something to get going on that end. And it's been so quiet on that end for a while. So I'll be curious. They're probably going to keep that up, I would guess, the coaching staff, if they like what they're seeing, which they've been able to move the puck around a little bit more. Only 3 shots on goal on the power play here tonight, but the team only had 2 chances. So not too bad on that end. So overall, the Ducks coming away with this one. Only 26 shots on net, though. Want to see that number increase. LA did not give them much through this game. So kind of not surprised that the team ended with that. Second period, they got 10 shots on goal, the best period on the end of offensive time. They were getting more zone time there. The first period, too, they had their looks. By the third, though, LA was pushing a lot, pressuring. So I'm just, so happy that the team was able to get this win here tonight, as I know all of you listening are as well. And the last time the Ducks won in LA was back in 2021. It was a 5-4 win over the Kings in November of 2021. So huge for the team to get this win on the road against LA. Of course, they did win last season at home in April, but that one was at Honda Center. So glad they were able to break this little streak that they had going on into the break. And in talking about the break, as I mentioned, tune in to see Leo Carlson starting February 12th. If not, I hope you guys have a great break. Relax, enjoy the wins, and hockey is going to be back before you know it. The Ducks are going to be back out on the ice getting ready for their trip. And the last, bit of games, this was game number 54 here tonight, so they don't have too many left on their season. Just got to find a way to close it out. I think 28 games left on their season. It's hard to believe that we're at this point in the year, but looking forward to it. If you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this one, and I know you do because Steven Emerson did a great job on the call. It was so much fun listening to them tonight and one of the best, most exciting games of the season, even though my heart was racing in the final minutes of it. That's what good hockey will do to you. You can listen to that on the other side of the commercial break. The final in LA, Ducks 2. Kings 1. Your Anaheim Ducks coming away with a victory heading into the break. 24-24-6 at that .500 record. And also an update on the standings end. They are in 6th. So I mentioned it, 9 points out of the wild card. And in the Pacific Division overall, let's take a look. Still in 6th place, 6 points behind the Calgary Flames. So just something to note heading into the break. But as I said, hopefully you enjoy it. Get some time to yourself. Get ready for the next 28 games and the Ducks to hopefully finish out the season on a high note. Thank you, as always, for tuning in for the post-game show on DuckStream. I'm your host, Alexis Downey. We will see you in 2 weeks from today in Boston, and have a great break.